North Lakes Endocrinology, this is Gina.
Gina, Terry Edwards here. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. I'm a patient of Dr. Cicada.
DePauli
Cicada,
yep.
Yeah. Now, an appointment with her back in, back on the 28th of August.
Okay.
Now, at that time, we filled the paperwork in for the Libra free thing for the diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't heard anything from anybody or received anything from the company, the units.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if there's a, if this is still on, something gone wrong somewhere or what?
Okay, I can find out what needs to happen or what should have happened. So do you mind holding a moment?
Yeah, no problems.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm sorry to keep you, Terry.
No, so you're right.
I've had a look and the form was sent off for you for those products on the 28th of August.
Right.
So I'm just, we weren't really sure what happens after that, because generally DVA just sorts it out. So I just did a bit of Googling, and I can see here that once the form has been completed and submitted to them, they're supposed to deliver it to you. So
that's correct.
Yeah, so it would be, have you called them or anything?
Not DVA.
Okay.
And I don't know the company that it was sent to.
So it goes to DVA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the form is a DVA product order form, and right. It gets submitted to DVA, and then they send you the products that you need, whichever they may be.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'll do is I'll forward it to them again, and I'll copy you into the email so you know when it has gone through, and then just give them a call and ask them for an update, because that's quite a long time. You should have received it by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what's happened.
When I look at the old paper, the paperwork I was given from the Wesley Hospital,
mm-hmm.
the reason that Dr. DePaoli had to put it in was because the person who filled it out at the Wesley Hospital was a person named Tara Jenny, and a provider number there, and he is a diabetes educator.
Oh,
but when you read the paperwork,
yes. The
initial one has to be put submitted by an endocrinologist.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, she has completed it. Looks like everything has been completed for you in the correct way. She's even underlined the endocrinologist and put a tick next to it. So
yep.
I will forward that email on to them again, and as I said, I'll include you in on it so that you know that it's gone to them, and then you can probably just wait maybe an hour or something and give them a call.
Yeah.
I'll just confirm your email address. I've got edwardsterry57@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Wonderful.
And
okay.
the supplier that they sent it to was Abbott. Yeah.
So, I'll send it, because if this is your first time, I'll send it to the RAP for DVA.
Right.
I believe it needs, it may... DVA, as you would know, constantly change their procedures. So,
do they ever?
Yeah. So
I got claims in waiting for TPI, and they keep saying that, okay, we'll have it. Should have a the last contact that my advocate made with them was we'll have an answer 6 weeks ago. So should have an answer in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Still hasn't come through, and it's been almost 2 years.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. My husband's TPI as well, actually, and it took a very long time for him to get everything through.
Yeah.
They constantly change everything on you, and it's the wrong form.
Oh, do they ever.
Yeah, I understand. So I'll send it through to the rehab program as well.
Yeah.
And hopefully someone will give some kind of response that they've received it for you. Okay? But
not
I'll include you on the correspondence so you're aware.
Wonderful, yeah. The only good thing about waiting so long for the TPI to come through is the back pay is good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, now
waiting mode.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons I avoid talking to DVA, because, man, they can confuse you, tie you up in knots and confuse you like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I leave all that
up to my advocate.
Yes, that's the best way to do it. Yep. Stress off your plate. Yep.
That's right.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll get it sorted for you soon, Terry.
Thank you, Dale, because my next appointment is on the 17th of February.
Yes, you should definitely have something by then, hopefully.
Well,
but give us a call back if it's taking too long again.
Yep.
But, yeah, you'll get the correspondence too, so we'll see how we go.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sal.
Not a problem. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.